Flying toilets, the use of bags for defecation, have for a long time been synonymous with the sprawling Kibra slums in Nairobi, Kenya. Hopping and stepping on one of these bags with human waste was once upon a time not a surprise to many. The deep sanitation problems has cost women their dignity to safely and securely defecate. Alice Nyamwalo, who has lived in Katwekera area in Kibra slums for more than 25 years, says for fear of rape and other forms of sexual harassment, they were for a long time forced to use the flying toilets.
Initially, we were so afraid to go out to the toilet at night, and if we had to go to the toilet, we had to walk long distances to the railway station to help ourselves. And this means that we would go and openly defecate, because in Katwekera area, we did not have any toilets.
Kibera slums, which is home to approximately 250,000 people, has for some time been grappling with proper sanitation and pollution that comes with flying toilets.
We hustle hard to look for a solution to this problem, because by the day the environment was getting dirty and dirty, because you'd come across feces wrapped in polythene bags, which were becoming an environmental problem, were polluting the air and also were posing some health and hygiene issues.
In Katwekera area, within Kibra slums, the narrative seems to have changed. The grounds that bore human waste wrapped in polythene bags have since been replaced with clean streets and clean toilets, thanks to a group of women and youths who came up with an initiative to create a safe space for area residents to defecate. Max Odhiambo, project manager Kibera Youth and Women Association, says that the sanitation block consists of 20 toilets and bathrooms.
So imradi imekuwa
community. The issue of flying toilets has given Kibera bad reputation. This project has been of help to the community of Kibra. Kibera area has been grappling a lot with the matters of sanitation and pollution.
Odhiambo says that the facility serves approximately 700 people in a day, and they did not just stop at giving toilet and bathroom services.
After building a ablution block, Umande Trust talked to the women and youths around, and then they decided to build a biodigester.
In partnership with Umande Trust, a not-for-profit organization founded on the belief of providing modest resources, they decided to generate energy from human waste recovered from the toilets. Umande Trust built a biodigester that converts the human waste into the energy that serves the area residents. But just exactly how does this work?
The human waste material is placed in an airtight tank built at the facility.
You serve more than 700 people a day.
The bacteria then breaks down the materials, and this in turn releases biogas.
So through that port, kuna a coke, malpenya gas inatokea.
Pollution of the air and environment is regarded as one of the many threats to human development. The UN Sustainable Development Goals, SDG, have a strong focus on reducing environmental pollution. SDG 3.9 specifically seeks to sustainably reduce the number of deaths and illness from air, water and soil pollution by 2030. Ending open defecation and provision of access to clean sanitation facilities may just be steps towards achieving this.
The gas produced in the biodigester is used to warm water for the domestic purpose, and also we have commercial premises like the salon. We have ladies coming to fetch water from our boiler for commercial use in the salon. Some clients from the salon and the hotels also come here to use our toilets and it is safe.
Imesaidia sana watoto wadogo.
Nyamolo, a mother of four, who lives just 30 meters from the project, says that they no longer have to walk long distances to openly defecate at railway stations or use the flying toilets.
This project has really helped us. Apart from just cleaning the environment, it has restored our dignity as women, because most of us were afraid of leaving our houses at night and were helping ourselves in the buckets, dirty. But right now. This project has helped us. It has made the environment cleaner. It has given us a safe place to defecate and has also restored our dignity. Our children also feel safe to go to the toilet because the toilets are open even at night. And apart from that, we're also benefiting from the clean water that they are supplying us with.
Beatrice, who owns a salon right outside the facility, says that the facility has hugely saved her cost of electricity and access to clean water. She says that her customers can comfortably visit her salon since it is one of the few ones in the area with access to clean sanitation facility.
The initiative has really helped us. I now work in a very clean environment. My clients can come to the salon and not be afraid of the environment because it is clean, it is not polluted. And further than that, I also get my water supply from the project. This has hugely helped me to save the cost of electricity that I use at my salon, and my clients also help themselves in a clean and safe place.
Benaziro Moto, the project coordinator at Omani Trust, says that the biodigester idea of helping communities improve on sanitation in Kibra was largely borrowed in India.
So Omani Trust has one of its main programmatic areas as environment and climate change, and this is where the biosanitation model is anchored. So the founders looked at the context of the informal settlements and saw that there was their need of sanitation and there was a limited infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so they got the idea from India, where there was on-site sanitation technologies that will help communities access improved sanitation.
Omoto says that the project has largely impacted on women in the area since they do not have to deal with viral diseases that are caused by lack of proper hygiene.
There's a very close link between sanitation and health. Mm. So if sanitation is improved, then you also have the care and the maintenance for that particular purpose, that now women don't also have to, you know, take care of a young child who's having sanitation-related diseases. And so these centers also act as hygiene and information centers that can also equip communities with information. Mm-hmm. So even during the COVID period, it's one of the centers that also had initiatives around COVID. So there's the information access that is also granted.
The conversion of human waste into power is a project that has also successfully been implemented in Cameroon. The 5th United Nations Environment Assembly held in March this year in Nairobi passed 14 resolutions, key among them to end plastic pollution. The world's environment ministers also committed to promoting an inclusive and sustainable recovery, a green and just transition by incorporating biodiversity, climate change and pollution concerns into all policies and tools. Who knows, with this project that seeks to end open defecation and at the same time give women access to clean water and energy, Kibra might just book its place in the space of history. For AWIM, I am Sharon Okinyi. This feature is produced as part of AWIM UNEP, Africa Environmental Journalism Program.